Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4 Mix Number
30.
And welcome to the Halala Show. This mix is brought to you by GoTime Bank. Unlock your financial potential with no minimum amount and no deposit caps.
Yep, with no missions or limits to worry about, GoTime Bank offers a 5% per annum interest rate. Hashtag it's GoTime for simple, sustainable, and secure savings. Hashtag Simplify5Savings with GoTime Bank.
So download the GoTime Bank app to open an account today. Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. It's a new week.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Man, it's been a while.
My.
It's been a while.
I know.
Not really. It's
no,
been a week.
Not really. Actually, it's been a week.
But it was one heck of a week. One heck of a week. A lot of stuff happened.
I know. A lot of stuff happened. And at the same time, a lot of things to talk about. There are certain issues online that I feel strongly about. But that's what we're going to talk about today. You know what I realized? I do not use Threads, even if I downloaded it. I was like, who am I kidding? You know what I mean? Like, I can barely keep up my own Instagram account and I'm going to open a Threads. And then obviously I did, you know, post a little bit there. And then I realized, I cannot keep this shit up, man. So that's my mini rant of today.
Nice.
From a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
From a millennial. Yesterday, I was very sorry. I'm just going to keep on, you know, like going on a tangent. Mm. But I was with my friend yesterday, Charlotte, who's a real person. And then, well, the other day, I mean, she was like, you know, I'm guessing if I don't want to be another person, I don't want to be a millennial or something like that. Basta parang sinabi niya na parang if ever I'm going to be another person, I don't want to be a millennial. And then I'm like, I'm a millennial, right? When did that become uncool? Anyway, mini rant done.
Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show. As you can see, it's a really a free-flowing form of a podcast. We talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we do have some structure, and we start with our lives. Where you been? So Rika's already off Threads. We know that. But we'll hear more about her exciting week. I saw that you posted something on Instagram.
And bro,
it was a huge thing in your career path. So we'll discuss that. And then later on, we have our TTs or our trending topics. What are we talking about today?
Ooh, today we are talking about the creative industry, specifically in the Philippines. And there's this one person who posted online. His name is Nel Joseph Mozol. And he posted his encounter with a company that kind of stole his idea, I guess, to put it simply.
Uh-huh.
But we do have to talk about it because there are some updates.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going to talk about your BFF, Carlos Agassi. Just kidding.
BFF.
Have you ever actually had a interaction with him?
No, but I know that some of our coworkers got DMs from him way back in the day. You remember?
Oh,
that?
Damn. Really?
Yeah,
wait.
That?
I want to know who. Starts with the letter S.
I'll let you know later. This office natin before.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And then after that, we are going to talk about Lea Salonga and her encounter with a fan backstage and the whole privacy thing. Because I think aside from, you know, a lot of things people are mad about, I think the issue here is really privacy and their safety.
True.
You know, as people in the public. So that's what we're going to talk about. And we have an odd diva.
Yeah, there's a new trend on TikTok right now. It's called it's being an NPC. NPC or in video games, it's a non-playable character. People are acting like NPCs on their TikTok live streams. And people are just throwing money at them to keep acting like a computer game character. It's pretty insane, man.
It's kind of like the start of Black Mirror, I think, to be honest.
Too. I agree. So if you want to jump to any of those, there's timestamps in the episode description. But shall we begin with where you been? I think I'm starting this week, right?
Go. All right.
This week, well, it's still yet to happen, but the biggest news I have for this week is tomorrow. I am going to be hosting on the red carpet for TikTok, actually.
Wow.
For the GMA Gala Night. So I'm going to be talking. And it's not just me. It's with Lexi, too. So if those of you don't know, Lexi's my former radio partner. And yeah, we're going to be interviewing. They sent us a whole bunch of lists of celebrities that we might, because we don't know if they're all going to show up or if they're all going to be there on time. Yeah. But it's like a 2-page long. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to give up on trying to, you know, look up everybody. So I just read through the names and I found the ones I wasn't too familiar with. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little bit of background research on them. But it's crazy, man. Like, this is probably one of the bigger hostings that I've had in a while where it's really, you know what I mean? Like, it's celebrities, GMA.
Celebrity. Sparkle. So it's going to be celebrities, like actors and actresses, and then also like people on TikTok or no?
I think it's the GMA Sparkle Center artists, right?
So, and then they're just going to be hosting on TikTok.
Yeah. Like whole, I mean, all the big names are there. I mean, at least on the list, any GMA artist you could think of is probably on that list. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to, like, will I really get to talk to Ding Dong Dantes? I don't know. We'll see.
You don't know, bro.
Who knows?
Are you gonna give him a shot or something? People gonna usually give him a shot and then ask them what they ate or whatever.
So, yeah, that's happening on Saturday. And then Sunday, I have back-to-back, actually. I'm hosting a debut. And this one is actually kind of a funny story. So I'm not going to tell you their name, but so I got my knee surgery done last year.
Yeah.
In December. So my doctor's name has the same last name as the debutante, right?
Okay.
And in February, I went to go see my ortho for a checkup, like a follow-up. And he only checked me out for like 15 minutes. And it felt like, I was like, okay, like, do I really need this? Because I feel like my physical therapy tells me enough. So I stopped going to my follow-ups. And then it turns out that, smallest of worlds, my doctor is one of the 18 roses of that debut.
You can't escape him.
So I don't know what I'm going to say on Sunday, man. Like, I don't know if I'm going to say, like, oh, I was out of the country, or I don't know what excuse I should give. Like, I hear they don't really care, like, if you don't go to your follow-ups. Yeah. But I feel kind of embarrassed that I never went after. So, yeah, there's that. I have a debut on Sunday. In terms of stuff that I did this week, I tried to watch White Lotus on HBO. Everybody talked about that show when it came out. It's so boring. Have you ever tried to watch it?
What is it about? No, it's about rich, because I don't have HBO.
It's about rich people at a resort called the White Lotus. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of shows them being rich people, doing rich people things, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's more of a character. The way I figured out late that it was more of like a character show. Like, it's just really about character transformation. There's not really a plot. So that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for something to happen, but it was just them exploring, like, these rich people's lives and how they live and stuff. It has Jennifer Coolidge in it, who's actually really fantastic.
I mean, I actually follow a YouTuber that's obsessed with the White Lotus that actually rented out the hotel room that they shot. Like, they went to the hotel where they shot White Lotus.
Oh, okay.
In. So it's like a big thing, and I didn't know that it was like a real hotel, so that's pretty cool if you're a fan.
Nice. Yeah, I mean the scenery or whatever, the way it was shot was really cool. And I think the highlight for me, at least in the few episodes that I watched, was the music. But I kind of stopped watching it because there's no plot, bro. I was so bored.
It can just go on and on and on.
Yeah. I mean, I get the appeal, though. Like, I think it's something I could watch at a different time when I just want to see rich people do stuff, do bad stuff. But yeah, so there's that. And I got a bunch of, the reason I was able to watch that, and I don't know if I told you on the podcast here before, I got a bunch of streaming services for cheap through Reddit classifieds, PH classifieds. Oh, wow. Did I tell you about that?
So no, you did.
So I got Disney Plus a couple months ago for 100 pesos a month. So I got HBO for 80, and I got Amazon Prime for $55 per month.
Okay. So you still have to pay. It's just not a lot.
Yeah, it's not the same amount as paying it in full. You're basically sharing with other people. So I have I have 4 streaming services, including Netflix now. So I literally don't have to special Agent John anything. Like, it's all there, man. On Netflix, I watched this movie called Stillwater with Matt Damon. It was number 2 right now in the Philippines. It was pretty good. It's about him going to Spain. And then, France. He goes to France and he's trying to exonerate his daughter who's in jail. It has a lot of parallels to that one university student. I don't know if you ever heard that Amanda Knox. Or is it Amanda Knox?
Yeah. The one in Italy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Italy, it's kind of like that, but in a movie form. Kinda. It takes elements from that. It was pretty good. A little long, but it was pretty good. And then the last thing I want to talk about is... Oh, 2 more things. So I filmed a video. We went to Marissa and I. We went to Krapow, which is a Thai restaurant in BGC.
Oh, I saw that.
It was pretty good. The banana roti dessert that they gave us for free was so good. It was really good. Like, I want to go back and try that. So if you want Thai food, it's a little expensive though. But if you want to go get good Thai food in BGC, I think Krapow is pretty solid. And the last thing is on Facebook, for some reason, on my algorithm, on my homepage, I barely scroll my homepage because it's just the worst. Facebook homepage is like the worst. I don't even know what's on there sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful, man. But then maybe a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, this page started popping up. It's called Free Edit Pinas. EDIT, Free Edit Pinas. So what it is, it's just people post a photo and they're like, paki-edit naman to. And then they give instructions. Dude, it's so funny, man. You would love it, Rika G. It's so funny. Like, sometimes there's some serious edits, but most of the time it's just people making fun of the instructions and kind of editing it in a humorous way. It's so funny, man. Free Edit Pinas, I highly recommend. If you're still really active on Facebook or you just want to make your Facebook page a little more entertaining, go join that page, Free Edit Pinas. And yeah, that's pretty much my week, man. Wish me luck on Saturday because I'm pretty nervous. Because it's going to be a big deal.
You're going to do great, man.
Thanks,
man.
You're going
to do great. And plus, you know, alam mo, I think the key is to not take it too seriously. Tapos gaguhin mo na lang sila because, you know, that's going to be fun. Can you imagine? Can you imagine making them a little bit uncomfortable, but not too... You know how... Have you ever seen Chicken Shop Date?
No, I've not.
On TikTok?
What is that?
So... Yeah. So she interviews celebrities, but in a kind of like an awkward, dry way. If you look at her videos, I feel like you can pick something up from her because she's just really a personality.
Okay.
But yeah, Chicken Shop Date on TikTok. It's like super funny.
Okay.
I think it's on YouTube as well.
I'll check it out.
Anyway.
Yeah, Finn.
Are you Finn?
I'm Finn, girl.
Got it. So this week I went back to Bristol, which was pretty interesting because at the start of the week, I wasn't feeling great about my whole final project. So yes, I am doing a master's degree and we have a 30-minute documentary to do at the end of the year, which is on September. I wasn't feeling great about it because I was just stuck. I was stuck with all of the interviews that I did for the documentary. I was stuck with it creatively. Honestly, I didn't know where to go. So I went to see my professors. And they were just like giving me compliments left and right. And it felt a little awkward because it felt like baka inisip nila na nag-fish lang to ng compliments. But they were really nice about it. And they told me that I have great content. They told me that I have a good idea. And it was kind of like revitalized by the whole meeting.
Nice.
Which I feel like sometimes we need a little bit
validation,
of a push.
Validation, man. You need a little validation.
Validation. Like, to be honest, I didn't go into that class, you know, wanting to get validation. I just really needed some sort of guidance. And they did. They did do that. And it's amazing. So now I'm like freely editing. And I feel like I do have a path that I can follow finally after that. And then the next day I met up with more of my classmates because we have like a support group for our project. So we were all just in a room and we were all just doing work. And then after that, we actually went to my friend's place to have some pizza and, you know, have game night, which was
What games did you play?
We played this game called Bonanza, and I think it's a German game, but it's basically like, yeah, it's a B-O-H-nanza, Bonanza, because Bon, I think it's bean for German.
Okay,
and
okay.
Basically, I can't explain the game fully, but basically you have to like harvest beans, and then if you sell the beans, you get coins. It's kind of like... How do I... Para siyang tong its.
Tong its.
You know how... okay. Alam mo yung... Wait lang. You know, in tong its, you have to like create a house, di ba? Gagawa ka ng bahay. Yeah. And then with that bahay, you have a point, right? So it's kind of like the same thing. If you create or if you harvest a certain amount of beans and then if you sell them, you get coins. So it's kind of like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty interesting. And then we also played this other game that I forgot the name of, but basically it's like they have pictures in the card. So different pictures, like a clock, a zebra, whatever. And then each photo has the same, each card has like somewhat a similar image with the next card.
Okay.
So when you have your card, you flip it over, titignan mo kung ano yung similar dun sa card in the middle, and then you just have to shout it out.
Ah, okay.
So, Getsoba?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then when you do shout out, like you're successful, you get the next card. So maiiba na naman yung images on your card.
Image.
Yeah. So you have to look it up. So it's kind of like, I think it'll be much more interesting and much more harder if like people are inebriated or like a little drunk or whatever.
Okay.
So parang yun ganun, that was the game, which was really fun. And then and then we also played Overcooked, which is always fun. It's always nice.
On Switch or what?
On Switch, yes. On Switch. No, in real life.
No,
actually.
God, it's on my PC, PlayStation.
Just kidding. But yeah, it was really fun. I had a long talk with my friends. The next day actually was another work day for me because I went out and did some sort of like recordings for like the atmosphere recordings. So I busted out a big mic. Alam mo yun, yung parang it kind of seemed like
para
people were just look. Yeah.
Boom
like
mic.
Those big mics that you see. Yeah, boom mic. But I have a stereo mic that I borrowed from the university, and that's what I did. People were just looking at me weirdly, and they're like, why are you recording nothing? Because I wasn't recording a person. I was literally recording the atmosphere.
Oh, like birds and
yeah, birds leaves. And like the water and everything. Whoa. So it was a pretty interesting experience because you just kind of have to suck it up, you know, people looking at you weirdly or people asking you, hey, what are you doing? You know? So that's that. What's interesting about it is, so I submitted a 10-minute piece, a 10-minute audio documentary to BBC Radio Bristol. And they featured my piece. They actually played it on air.
Yeah.
And I heard it for real. Although I cannot find it in the playback anymore on the on the app. I did listen to it with my own ears last Wednesday.
Cool.
And it was real. It was cool. So they emailed me the day itself. They were like, hey, we chose your piece. And we're going to play it online tonight and on air. I think here it's 97.9. But yeah, you can listen to it online at the BBC Sounds app. It was just an amazing thing because I literally submitted that in the middle of the night because I was having an existential crisis. I was like, I don't have a job and nobody's reaching out to me. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to upload this thing. I'm going to send it to the BBC and let's see where it goes. And they featured it. They talked about it on air. It was fun. It was
BBC featured recording artist. That's what you put on your resume.
No, right? I would say audio producer.
You're audio producer. There you go.
So I think it kicked things off with a lot of things because I had to do my... I had to do my website, which by the way, I have a website that I did. It's not anything cute or anything. It's just super simple.
Mm.
So Yeah, it was just really fun to do that. Man. Actually, the day itself as well, I watched a documentary with my friend. It's called While We Watched. And it's a documentary about this journalist in India who's kind of like going against the grain, going against the government and what other, media companies are doing. And then I was surprised, he was awarded the Ramon Magsaysay Award in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't expect to see that and to see Lenny Robredo in the picture.
Nice.
And the whole documentary. So it was a very meta thing because it was a documentary about a journalist and it was just like, very meta.
Nice.
After that, actually, I talked to Cara Erigel of After 30 with Cara Erigel here on the Podcast Network Asia. And we did an episode of, just catching up, things I did now that I'm 30.
Is it up then?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think there's maybe like a couple more episodes before my episode comes up, but it was a really nice chat with Cara. Me and Cara are very close. And even though, you know how when people say that, you're a low maintenance friend or I have a low maintenance friendship, that's what I have with Cara Erigel. We don't need to talk every day, but once we talk, it seems like nothing changed.
True.
So I'm very glad about that. So there, after that, I moved out of my apartment. So now I don't really have a place to stay.
Oh, you're homeless. Where are you recording from?
No. Actually, just, transitioning everything. I'm staying with Ryan right now. So we'll see. We'll see where this shit goes. And that's it. It was pretty hectic moving out of my last apartment because it was just, I don't really have
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So I have a lot of stuff aside from the stuff that I brought from here. It's the stuff that my parents brought. It's the stuff that I bought already. So I had to make like two trips and dude, it was so chaotic because I took the train and there were train strikes on the day that I was moving a bunch of stuff. So madaming like rescheduling and I had to wait 2 hours for a train.
Damn.
And shit like that. So I think that's it. I don't want to complain anymore because I'm safe and sound under a roof and I am thankful for everything that happened this week, which is crazy. It's just insane. It's insane. So that's it, Finn.
Yeah, man. As heard on BBC. That's what you could be. As heard on BBC producer. Bam.
Damn. I'm not a BBC producer, but I am an audio producer and they featured my work
featured on BBC. Yun, di ba? Ganda pag ano pang flex sa ano sa interviews.
I know. I am going to post that on LinkedIn. I'm going to post the shit out of it.
Dude, I don't update my LinkedIn ever. I feel like I need to spice it up a little bit.
LinkedIn. I guess so. But I mean, like, you're already known for who you are on your Instagram anyway.
I guess.
So.
But LinkedIn, I feel like there's a lot of opportunity that I have not maximized. Like, I feel like there's maybe not for hosting, but for other kinds of jobs. I feel like there's a way to make it.
Like corporate.
Maybe. Or even weddings. I feel like, I don't know if people look for wedding hosts on LinkedIn, but I feel like it might be a vibe if I start penetrating that market over there. Sheesh.
It could be, take it slow, take it slow. You don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But that's it.
All right. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
All right. We're talking. Rika found this one from, she mentioned earlier, a Facebook user named Nell Joseph Mozol, who posted his little, he posted an account of something that he applied for online. So he posted a little mini story. And I won't read the whole thing, but basically, he said, and here's what it says, I applied for a marketing lead for this food company based in the Philippines. As part of the application process, he was asked to create a one ad sample marketing campaign. So he did. He created one. He sent it. And then the product specified in the instructions weren't part of the portfolio. So he sent it. And then 2 weeks later, he was told that he didn't get the job. And so he's like, okay, that's cool. And then when he woke up, this was posted last week. So when he woke up on that day, he found an ad that actually used the sample campaign that he created word for word, including the photo to launch the same product that they specified on the test. And then, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So he's like, so what he did ultimately was he removed public access to the Google Doc that he turned in. And then he has receipts from something called HubSpot, which I've never heard of. But basically, from context, it's a way to kind of track who opened the email and downloaded the attachments. I didn't even know you could do that. So good for him that he was able to figure it out. So he said, this is a warning. If I don't get compensated for my work, I will publicly name your brand. And then he ended with sneaky little rats.
But you know what? He did post an update about it. And then he did say that the company reached out to him.
Okay.
And they did agree on a certain price.
At least.
And then they decided, he decided to keep the post up because, you know, he didn't say anything libelous. He didn't say anything untrue. And he's not going to name drop the brand in any way because I believe, you know, they're already settling already and, you know, they agreed on a price. Basically, he got paid. But still, I think that is such a dangerous precedent it sets a dangerous precedent because you know what? This kind of reminds me of that issue that we talked about, the cookie before.
Yeah, yeah.
Na parang you take it and then biglang sabihin mo na lang, hindi pa bayaran ko naman eh. It's kind of like this na parang they take the idea when they get called out, that's when they say, oh no, you know, we can actually pay you. So why not just pay them up front when you first got it. You know what I mean? It's so weird. Plus, it is also dangerous because what if, yeah, they do take your idea and then they make or they change a little bit. They change one thing about it and they can claim that it's not actually your original idea. So, alam mo yun, yung parang...
Ang bobo naman ng brand. Like, they didn't even think to change the wording a little bit. Kahit konti lang. And the picture.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're gonna be sketch, do it the right way, man.
Yun na nga, yun eh. Because what if they do become like, you know, like they become smart about it and change one little thing and say that actually it's not your idea because it wasn't, you know, 100% yours. Mm-hmm. This time around, yeah, they did take 100% of the idea. But like I said, what if they change a little something? Tapos now you're left with nothing, diba? Which is crazy because this happens a lot. This happens a lot when you're applying for jobs. There are, you know, like pitching rounds. Mm. You have to pitch your idea. And you kind of just have to like trust them. You kind of just have to trust their word na parang, no, we're not going to take your idea, but what if they do? Or another thing, what if they get like an idea from your idea and make it something bigger?
Yeah, or
and
make
you're
it
not
their
part
own.
Of it.
Yeah.
You make it their own, exactly. And then you're not part of it. Diba? Parang it's so dangerous. And I think with that thing, you can't really take it away. Kind of that risk na, you know, some people might really take your idea and make it their own. So it's a risk that you have to take when you're a creative, really.
Yeah. So I know some of the, I guess, workarounds or at least part of my peace of mind that some people do is they put watermarks on their work and then they'll delete it after, you know, after they get the job. But even then, like, especially when, like you were mentioning, when it comes to wording, like you can see the words on the screen. So even my watermark, you can just change it up for yourself. Or even the picture, like you can just get an idea from them and like, hey, let's use this, but let's change it and let's just do it on our own.
And it's a different thing. Let's say if you do something print or digital, but what if it's a story? What if you're pitching a TV show? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Na parang these are just words up in the air. And it's not something that you can put a watermark on. Diba?
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like, let's say something we do, like this podcast or whatever.
Yeah. True.
Diba?
Bigla may ano? Anong magandang ano? Anong kapalit ng halo-halo? The Bibingka Show, man. The Bibingka Show.
Don't manifest. Don't put it out in the world.
With Richie and JP. Or Richie and JP.
Who's going to rip us off? This podcast that we pre-prod for once? No, it's a good podcast. Yeah, it's fun.
Ititis nila pipis. So, yung matitis naging pipis. But just to follow up on also what you said. So, like you said, his follow-up said that he did get paid and he decided not to name drop. But also, you know, in grid PR marketing strat is he said that what would help them a lot is that he actually plugged his own recruitment marketing startup, CNEL. So just in case, he says here, we will recruit and hire the best people for your business, customer representative, social media manager, etc. And you can message him at hi@NEL, that's N-E-L, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. com, and then you can mention that you came from these posts and we'll give you a 50% discount on every hire. Ang galing. So he was able to turn it into a positive spin. And I think that's big ups to Nell, because he went about it in the best way that he could. And, you know, especially if someone who got screwed over in the first place, I think he handled it really well. So shout out to Nell and his team.
Yeah, and I think this is such a good move as well. And if you're going to rant online, I believe this might be one way of ranting online, because you're not ruining yourself as well, because you know that you will have more clients in the future and this might happen. And this might be kind of like a reference to how you are professionally, that, you know, you won't take any shit from people, but you're also not going to throw shit at them, at the people who will hand you the money.
Feels.
You know, so it's like, yeah, it's kind of smart, actually.
Very, very. He was able to turn negative publicity, at least on the end of the customer, and still put a positive light, more positive light on him. in a sense.
Exactly. Galing, galing. I wish I could be this person if I were. I feel like I would be just, you know, like black out and then typing on Facebook or whatever. Yeah. Or I'd be crying my eyes out, actually.
Kaya minsan nag-hesitate when they ask, like sometimes there's people looking for voiceover work, but the final output is only like, let's say a 10-second ad, 15-second ad. And they'll make you send a line that's like maybe like 10 seconds long. So malay mo, baka gamitin lang. You don't know where they might use it. Maybe it's an internal video and maybe I've just never seen it. Something that might not see the light of day publicly. So sometimes it makes me worried too, like, man, what if they use my voice but they didn't actually pay for it? So that's really a challenge.
Like I said, sometimes when you're like, alam mo yung pag gipit na gipit ka na, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to trust you and I'm going to hope that you pay me, you know, in 6 months time, because I've done that before and I actually have that kind of system right now with a company that I work for a VO na I just record and then hopefully I get paid in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're at the mercy as freelancers. Like I think all the freelancers listening now can really relate. We're really at the mercy of clients because we don't have the money, right? They have the money. And sometimes you're just like, I just hope on good faith that you guys aren't going to screw me over. That's I feel like that's something that always happens.
I do have a feeling though that I wonder if the way to fight it or the way to have like a stronger system is to kind of like come together as creatives. Because, okay, here in the UK, I am part of this network called UK Audio Network. And then they have like this whole like emailing list na they ask for VOs or they ask for producers who can work with this, who can work with that. And I feel like the feeling of being part of something that strong and tight-knit, I feel like it's less likely for me to get ripped off. You know what I mean? Na parang you have that group, you have that strong group na parang, hey guys, you know, I got ripped off and can you guys identify who I can talk to or whatever? Na parang mas feeling mo, you are part of a system instead of just working as a freelance alone.
Kaya diba? Uso sa States yung mga union here, exactly. I don't know if they really have labor unions for freelancers. And I know there's been a couple of maybe people or groups that have tried to make it happen, but I don't really know how that would be implemented. Like, it would be great, like, if they could, like, so standard rates, the best standard rates for everybody, database, etc. But I guess because there's just so much noise online for people who are, you know, freelancers, and there's so much, but it's a really oversaturated market. It's hard to kind of get everyone on board with that as well. Like, there's going to be people who will take lower than standard rate, for example. I think that really is the biggest challenge here for creating some sort of group that is similar to what the group you're talking about. But there are a few, like, especially on Facebook, lalo na yung mga ICAP and like
Online we talked Filipino about freelancers, it. Yeah.
You know, there is that kind of unity there where you can post like, hey, this person's a scammer, don't apply here because look what they said to me. But I think that's the closest that we're going to get, at least for the, you know, in the near future. But hopefully someday.
And I do remember, actually, I did host an event for creatives, I believe last year before I left the Philippines. And I remember that there's a politician kind of like creating a bill for freelancers, you know, to protect freelancers and everything. So, I mean, I'm not sure if it's in the works already, but I feel like that's also a step forward. And to actually go to events like that and to see what's out there, the opportunities and the people that you can work with, networking. I think that's also one way to go about it.
True.
To, like I said, feel like you are part of a group. Kasi, alam mo, honestly, when I was working as a freelancer in the Philippines, and now you're working as a freelancer there, sometimes, maiisip mo na parang very systemic talaga yung problem eh. Kasi, let's say, for me, before, sobrang hassle, sometimes I wouldn't take a job or sometimes I would take something lower because hassle yung tax, hassle yung resibo, hassle yung form 230 whatever, na parang they really don't make it easy for the person to actually have a business of their own, to actually have a good transaction between the freelancer and the company. So parang very systemic siya na parang nandun yung problema.
I keep saying, they keep asking me, VAT ka ba, non-VAT? I have no idea.
I have no idea, bro.
I always ask Ate Mitch, my accountant, I always say like, Ate Mitch, anong sasagot ko dito? Non-VAT ba? Tapos ano yung withholding tax ko?
Ano yung 3%?
3%? Ano yan? 5%? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Parang, sana merong like seminar or some sort of convention for freelancers to have that. Dude, that would be such a good idea to create this convention for freelancers where they talk about ganun, VAT, non-VAT, 3%. Ano ba? 9% of what?
I don't know of your what? Withholding tax. I get so confused then.
Yeah, same. So, yeah, but I mean, it's good that happened to Nell. I mean that, you know, he turned it into a more positive thing. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this does not happen. But, you know, I look at things realistically and hoping that it won't happen. But I know that it happens a lot.
Yeah. So hopefully just we push forward and we do the, you know, we do better as employers as well as freelancers. Hopefully we get we get what we're due. Anyway, shall we wapow to our next CT?
Wapow! We are talking about your BFF,
BFF?
Carlos
Agassi. Carlos Agassi. Do you connect me with Carlos Agassi in any form?
No. But is it Agassi? Agassi? I don't know.
I think it's Agassi.
I don't know. Agassi. So tell us all about him.
All right. So you guys might know Carlos Agassi, especially if you were a millennial like me, probably grew up knowing the hunks, you know. I remember with Jericho, Piolo, sino pa?
Dieter.
Jericho, Piolo, Dieter, Bernard Palanca, and Carlos Agassi were part of a group called the Hunks. And, you know, he was a model, actor, he was in a lot of stuff. But I would say in the last maybe 10 years or so, he hasn't really gotten that many projects. Like, he's not in the limelight anymore, so to speak. If I remember correctly, I don't know if we made it a TT years ago. He also kind of went viral because he was messaging, DMing a lot of women that he would find on social media, including one of our coworkers whose name starts with an S, who used to work in social media because we were talking about it on that day. And I was like, dude, I'll just call her S. Okay, okay, nah, go. It's Carlos Agassi. I remember that went viral. And then and also how he, you know, how he handled that situation. So, and then after that, he kind of faded away again. Unless you follow him on social media, you probably wouldn't have seen him doing anything big up until this week when he released a new music video, which kind of fell under the radar until he was called out on Twitter and on Facebook. Because supposedly, well, actually not supposedly, definitely, his video is a little bit transphobic. So the name of the music video and the song is called Milk Tea. And it's a pretty busta song. Mm. It's a pretty busta song.
It is. It's explicit.
It's pretty explicit.
It talks about like, oh my God, I don't even know what to say about it. But even just the last few minutes or the last few seconds of the song, you will feel kind of awkward and it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, cause there are explicit songs. It's just that it doesn't sit well with me. And I don't know if maybe it's the person. And, you know, we don't want to kind of like stop someone from expressing their own art. But, you know, we can also express our own disappointment from the art that you do. So, yeah. So, I mean, continue.
Yeah. So, if you want to hear the song, I don't know if you want to give him more views or
not. Don't.
But so just to give you a gist of what it is. So, he's using milk tea as like a synonym for, you know, of his pee-pee, right? His pee-pee. Yeah, okay. His pee-pee.
Okay.
And it stars, by the way, it stars his wife. I didn't know he was married. So he has a wife now.
Oh,
so
that's his wife.
Yeah, the woman in the video is his wife. And, but, you know, so overall, like, I'd say 2/3 of the song is just him being really crass, talking about his milk tea.
Yeah.
And, you know, drink my milk tea, you know, sexual innuendo there. But the last verse of his song, and it's a rap song with some singing involved. I don't know if I can read the line correctly, but it's venti ang kanyang. So it turns out that he was kind of talking to this girl who ends up being a trans woman, right? And the line that kind of sparked that was venti ang kanyang milk tea sa dami ng binibini nakabingwit ako ng is it binabay?
Binabay.
Binabae.
Pero binabae talaga. Yeah. But I think he said it binabae.
Yeah,
so
binabae.
It's like. And it did garner a lot of hate online. One Twitter user said, transphobic ka na nga, wala ka pa sa tono, pangit pa ng boses mo kasing pangit mo. That's just harsh. That's not me. That's the Twitter account,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
And then there's like corny ass lyrics, transphobia, a shitty beat. And then I actually came across a conversation online about it. And then somebody said, obviously, kind of like defending Carlos Agassi and says that, well, he's just saying, you know, his preference is that transphobic. But I think the problem here is not saying what you prefer in the parang, oh, I actually don't prefer, you know, being with whatever. But it's more of the delivery that it's mocking and it's in like making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tone that I got from the music video. And the whole music video itself, actually, you know, it's not serious. It's not raising any issues or talking about something important. It's basically just, for me, it wasn't delivered well, honestly. And plus, like you said, it is crass,
yeah,
to be fair. And that does not sit well with a lot of people. But like I said, I mean, people are free to express their own art, whatever you do. But you just got to take the shit also.
Yeah. And to keep, I mean, what makes the heat fall extra hard on him up until now is that he's kind of doubled down on his stance.
Ooh,
so he's replying to all these people. But here's one reply, for example. He says, I respect all genders. Not my fault, your interpretation of the song. We'll be praying for your happiness and enlightenment. It's a very passive aggressive response. But basically, if you check out all his replies, he's like, no, that's not my fault that you interpreted it that way. So that's why he's saying, I'm sorry that you're offended. Instead of saying, I'm sorry for offending you, he's saying, I'm sorry that you're offended. And yeah, he has so many replies on Twitter to all these people that are rightfully calling him out. And yeah, I mean, I guess there is that side where, you know, at what point does expression of his art, et cetera, where do you draw the line there? But I think there's a clear line.
I think clearly he crossed that line. He's very far from that line already.
But there are some humorous, like, for example, there's humorous songs, not from local artists that I know of, but, you know, American rap artists, they have a lot of stuff where they put in jokes that are similar, but those never really got, maybe because they came out years ago when this wasn't being called out publicly. Mm. Like, maybe if it came out now, it would receive a different tone. Like, there's this one song called Crazy Rap by Afro Man, and there's one line in there where he was talking about being with a girl, and then she ends up whipping out a. The line is, she whipped out a dick that was bigger than mine. Like, that was the line
right.
in the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which kind of is the same kind of thing that Carlos Agassi's getting at in his video. So, but in the thing, kasi, in the Crazy Rap, it was meant to be like a parody. This seems more like a.
Like, this is what he really believes.
Yeah, this is what he really believes. So I guess could he have the defense? Could Carlos Agassi have the defense that this was like a parody, like a joke? like Andrew E is known for making a lot of these kinds of songs where it's a lot of innuendo is in his songs, like his song Sinab Marin. I don't know if you know that song.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff like that.
I think at this point, there's really no turning back. If he says at this point that parang no, it was actually a parody. Oh, nobody's gonna believe him.
Yeah.
And plus, I think it also depends when you're an artist, when you're in the public eye. Basically, you're at the mercy of people liking you or not. Mm. And it seems like the perception to, like, you know, with Carlos Agassi is just that not a lot of people like him. And even if I feel like you do create a good song, if people don't like you, you know, it will really color your art. It really will color your career and stuff like that. Na if people don't like you, then wala, hindi talaga nila gusto yung ilalabas mo. Kasi, like you said, there were other songs, you know, in the past that has the same theme. Mm-hmm. So it's just that he's just not really likable. And plus with his history, I think also that thankfully people did not forget. But to be honest, talaga na parang, I didn't like the song. And like I said, I didn't like how it was delivered. And even like the whole music video for me, medyo ano siya. It wasn't just not what I like, really.
But I was telling you behind the scenes before we recorded, like it's got that so bad, it's good. It's not good, but like it's like Sharknado and like Rebecca Black's Friday will play it ironically.
Yeah.
It has that because it's like who would ever create these lyrics? They're so garbage. You know, like this is such a garbage song, but you're like,
it's garbage.
You know when you watch a car crash and you can't turn your eyes away from it? That's kind of what it's like when I was watching it. Like, what is going on? This guy is crazy.
That's the thing, kasi we have our circle where we understand that this is bad and this is actually cringe and this is trash. Mm-hmm. But there will be other people who would be like, you know, singing this out loud, not knowing that they're hurting the person right next to them. And that's the reason why, you know,
he's getting called out,
like, he's being called out, and that's why he should be stopped at one point. Somebody should, you know, like go in a meeting room and tell him right out that then then and there, and be like, "Bro, this isn't it, man."
But for sure, somebody out there has it on their Spotify gym playlist already. Like somebody has this banging on their headphones in the car to work.
Yeah, not knowing that, you know, the lyrics will actually hurt another person. So, I mean, yeah. That's the thing kasi talaga with, you know, expressing your art, I guess, or expressing what you like. Nobody can stop you, but maybe somebody should.
maybe. And I think that's a good point. That's a good ending point for that one. So yeah, just you know, pay attention to the and I think it also goes to show, like, you have to pay attention to the lyrics of stuff that you're listening to. Cause sometimes, you know, like sometimes I find myself listening to songs. Most of the time, I listen to songs and I know the words, but I don't actually understand the song until I take a look at what the singer is really saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, Coldplay. That's why I'm not a big fan of Coldplay. Maybe because I haven't really listened to what the meanings are. Like, I know the words to their hit songs, but if you ask me what Yellow is about, I don't know. Do you know? Off the top of your head?
No.
Do you know what Yellow's about? It was all yellow. What was yellow, man?
Stars?
Was it the stars? Look at the stars. They shine for you. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, that's that for that. Shall we wapow to our final TT?
Wapow!
All right. Tell us about Lea Salonga, Rika G.
Okay. So Lea Salonga is starring in Broadway's Here Lies Love. She was actually, I don't know how to describe this, but there were fans who went backstage, who went to her dressing room and asked for a photo. And she expressed her dislike about the whole situation, saying that unless you're on the guest list, we can't have you back here. So you'll have to go to the stage door. And then she continues on saying, "I'm sorry, because if I allow this now, other people will take advantage." Garner a lot of like mixed reaction from the video that these fans took. And actually, I searched for the whole video. She did say that, "Go to the door and I'll go there," as in I'll be there. So it didn't seem like she declined the whole taking a photo and having their playbill signed. It's just that she wanted things to be in the appropriate place. Obviously, like, the dressing room is for their own privacy. There is an area where you can have your playbill signed. In the video, actually, they did, you know, name drop a producer saying that, oh, we're friends with the producer and they let us in. But yung point kasi ni Lea Salonga was their names weren't in the guest list. Mm-hmm. So she really cannot have them back here. And that video, actually, like I said, a lot of people took it negatively. There were other people also who, you know, were in defense of Lea Salonga. And honestly, I want to talk about this. So what do you think about the whole video when you saw it?
Well,
the whole thing.
The whole video?
Because there are some videos that, you know, were cut.
Yeah. Based on the whole video where it started with them coming in and up until they left the room and Lea was kind of giving them instructions on where to go. You know, there's nothing better that Lea could have done. I think she handled it in the most professional way. And you could tell she was kind of pissed. Like, I don't know. Actually, if you go to her Twitter, you know that she was upset. Like, you can tell that she was upset. And she even tweeted something along the lines of, like, if you're going to name drop someone, I don't know if it was her, but I think it was her. She said, if you're going to name drop someone, make sure that that person actually knows you. Like, I think she even confirmed, like, do you know these people? But, you know, just to go into somebody's dressing room, that's a big no-no. Even if you knew somebody who's like, yeah, just go in there. Like, that person would never, any professional would not tell you to go into somebody's dressing room. Which makes me doubt the validity or the truth behind if they actually really knew someone that told them to go in there. And, you know, at the end of the video, she even does take a photo with them, which is something I would not do if I was Lea Salonga. I'd be like, are you serious?
She did say that go there. That's where I'll be. Tas ininstrukan pa niya yung mga tao na this is where you need to go. She didn't say na, no, leave, get out of here. No. So I think that's why it's important to watch the whole video because ako, when I saw the video, at first, I only saw the, who are you? I'm so sorry. I don't know who you are. Mm. So in that video that was caught, it may seem like that she was being arrogant.
Yeah.
And she was being dismissive. But if you watch the whole video, actually she wasn't. So I saw I watched a lot of videos on TikTok reacting to this whole Lea Salonga scene. And there's this one person who brought it up that as a people, as I guess, you know, like there is some sort of like culture, I guess, in our culture that we're just not used to being kind of like being straightforward to us. When people are being straightforward to us, I guess as Filipinos, sometimes we don't take it the right way, you know? So I kind of felt that. Kasi nga, at first when I heard the, who are you? I'm so sorry, I don't know who you are. I kind of felt a little, okay, that's weird. Parang medyo, I know, medyo may parang cringe factor. Tsaka medyo, parang ang yabang, ganun.
Super, super.
Yeah, but when she goes on, na parang, oh, this is where I'll be, you know, if you're not on the guest list. Parang mas dun ko naintindihan. Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion. But like I said, these are professionals. These are people who are professionals. And if you think about it, backstage and the stage itself, it's their office. And you don't go into people's offices right away. Mm-hmm. Diba? Diba, usually you have to go to reception. True, diba? Magsa-sign in ka pa. Bibigay mo ID mo. You don't just go in people's offices. That's it. And
yung ID mo, yung ano, tapos bibigyan ka ng ano, yung my clip.
Bibigyan ka ng card.
That's my number.
Oh.
And then Lea said also on Twitter that even her co-stars from her play that she's in right now have never been to her dressing room. Like, don't go to other people's dressing rooms, even if they're your coworkers, unless they invite you in. Mm-hmm, and I don't know if the door was open already, because I think the start of the full video, the door was already, like, they were already there. I didn't see them go in. I don't know if maybe my longer cut. The door was already open. So maybe it was already open, and siguro paalis na si Lea. But just to give more context to that, the guy who uploaded the video, his name is Christopher Carpilla, or Carpilla, I'm not sure how to say it. he doubled down as well, just like Carlos Agassi saying, like,
exactly. He said, I saw him on different podcasts and guesting on whatever.
He says he's not gonna apologize, and he says that he feels like wala naman silang masamang intention sa pag-upload ng video. And just, you know, the girl who was in that video, her voice is just like the ultimate Karen, you know, like grating, like, look at me, I know this person, so you have to take a photo. Like, it was such an irritating voice. There's people like that that I'm sure everyone in their life knows. Like, someone who will be like, hey, I know this person. Because I've seen it on planes, I've seen it in restaurants. Like, uy, kilala ko to, give me special treatment. And Leia even addressed that, saying, like, if I do this for you, then it's going to set a precedent. Like, I have to do this for everyone.
Exactly.
And I mean, ultimately, it's not as night and day as it. I mean, it's really Leia is in the right and these people are in the wrong. I don't know why this guy and whoever his friends are in this video not admitting fault. Like, it was completely wrong what they did. Like, it is
so complicated as well. It's so complicated for me because I like, you know, fangirling to a lot of different artists and celebrities and stuff like that. But it's just it ruins the whole. It ruins the whole situation with the celebrity that you like, because obviously they perform for a crowd. They perform for the fans, diba? But if you kind of like ruin it for that artist, alam mo yun, yung parang mawawala yung respect that they have for you as a fan. Na parang that's what I'm scared of. I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but I'm scared na baka mawala yung respect sa fan. Tapos at the same time, you as a fan, you won't have that kind of access anymore in the future. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi they do have that kind of practice in Broadway where, you know, you go to the stage door, you wait for the artist, you wait for the, you know, the cast, and you have your playbill signed, photos. But with that kind of action na you take it a step too far, ang takot ko is, what if they take that away? That kind of access to the celebrity that you like or the actor that you like. Diba? It ruins it for everybody.
It draws a lot of parallels too. I mean, you know, maybe I'm generalizing here, but I always see on Twitter about how even local, I mean, even their own, like some Filipino fans of especially big K-pop groups, how some of the Pinoy K-pop fans are, like, they don't understand boundaries, whether in person or online. I remember there was, like, one incident or a few incidents, I think, here where Filipino fans would, like, try to touch their idol, like, when they would visit here in the Philippines. And it kind of, that's why there's, like, some, I've read that there's a lot of acts that are kind of afraid to come here because we just don't know. We meaning, like, Filipino fans, sometimes we don't know the boundaries that, like, we paid for a ticket or we paid for you know, whatever, that we are entitled to these things.
And to be fair, I'd like to disagree with that, because I don't want to generalize Filipino fans lang yung gumagawa nun, because fans like that are everywhere. True. I mean, right now, nakita natin, these are Filipinos because, you know, like, they're fans of Lea Salonga or whatever. But fans like that are just everywhere. And even in, you mentioned Korean, you know, Korean acts, na parang ganun yung Filipino fans towards them. And it's not just here in the Philippines. But I'm not saying that this is the right, actions towards your, you know, your favorite artist. But it does exist in Korea as well. They even have a word for it. It's called sesang. And I don't know if I'm saying that incorrectly, but they even have a term for that in Korea, that, you know, these fans that take it too far, you know, take bottles where their idols drank from, or like, yeah, they're extra basically. So I kind of have to disagree na parang it's just Filipino fans. But like I said, this time around, these Filipino fans, yeah, they did take it a step too far.
True. So I guess the final word there is just have, you know, understand boundaries between you and the entertainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to build off what you said, especially in sports, it's also a big thing. You know, like we've heard these stories of hecklers and people throwing stuff at players, or just, you know, talking about players' families. That doesn't give you the right to be an asshole if you paid for a ticket. I think Leia even, there's a quote, I don't have it up, but Leia said something like, you know, because just because you bought a ticket does not mean that you are entitled to these kinds of things that you can say or do or whatever you want with a celebrity. And I think that's just the final point that like, I think we should end on, right? Like, unless you have any more thoughts, but I think, yeah, just Leia, I you know, I think there's no, walang mali si Leia dito at all.
Yeah, maybe we're just not used to those words being said to us, na parang, I'm sorry, I don't know you. Yeah, but.
Dude, I'd say the same thing. Who though? I'd be like, who are you? I don't know you. Get out of my dressing room. She handled it as nice as possible, I would say. Like, the nicest you could.
Yeah.
It's so actually, audacious of the guy to be like, no, we didn't do anything wrong.
And for them to actually post it, because for them to post it, it means that they think that they were right. It means
that they think,
and for them to also say that, you know, we don't have like malicious intent or whatever when posting that video. Are you sure? Ako, honestly, ako parang,
I feel like they were trying to paint Leia in a bad light.
Yeah, or kind of like get people on their side.
Yeah, maybe? Like tingnan mo ang snub ni Leia Salonga. That's, I feel like that was the ultimate reason to post it. And then they didn't, maybe they just realized like, oh no, no one's on our side. I guess naiya lang na to take down, like, or to apologize.
People can have their own opinions about Leia Salonga and, you know, she's done like, you know, different stuff in the past or whatever. But this time around, I feel like, you know, she didn't really do anything wrong.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all, in my opinion. All right. Any more thoughts on this TT Rika G?
That's it, man. All right. Wapow.
Okay. We're ending with another odd.
Diba?
Yeah. We're talking about the new TikTok trend. Oh, it's not exactly new, but for whatever reason, in the last week or two, it's kind of blown up. It's called TikTok NPC live streaming. So NPC is a term used in video games. It stands for non-playable character. So if you've ever played any video game, so for example, Super Mario, you're Super Mario, right? So you're the main character, but you interact with characters on screen that you don't play with. So these are NPCs. And the trend goes like this. So they go on TikTok live and then they act like a video game character and they're just repeating certain lines over and over again. Like one of the famous lines is ice cream so good, ice cream so good. Like they keep saying that and they're moving like a robot in a sense. So it looks like, remember that one video that you love, the Skyrim NPC? So it's like that, but on a live stream. And people are sending them donations and gifts. And whenever they send certain things, like sometimes these animations pop up. So there's one where like a cowboy hat pops up on the live streamer's head. So they say a certain line whenever that cowboy hat comes up. So they're like, howdy, partner, ice cream so good. Like they just do that
for an hour or so.
And there was one famous streamer who kind of made it blow up now. Her name is Pinky Doll. She's the one that kind of brought this to everyone's attention that, hey, you can actually make money from this. And I don't know how much she makes, but there's another streamer I know who's one of the most followed streamers on Twitch. His name is Kai Sanat. He's super, like, super popular. Like, he's insanely popular. He's like Mr. Beast, but on Twitch. And he did it one time and he showed his earnings. He earned $6,000 just doing that stuff. And this Pinky Doll, I'm sure, earns more. So just look it up on TikTok or on YouTube. You'll see. It's the strangest thing. For me, the craziest thing is that people are paying to see this, and I don't understand the appeal, but I'm not Gen Z, so, or what's younger than, is there anything after, what's the new generation called?
I don't know.
We're out of letters, man. Where do we go? Back to A?
Yeah.
Gen Z.
I don't think we even started at A.
I don't think so either, diba? So, it's just goes to show that the way that we consume media now, it's always ever changing, and I think These things are, it's hard to explain unless you're in the mindset of someone. So
exactly, it's not something that you can understand right off the bat. Because like, honestly, even Discord, when I went on Discord, I was like, "What the hell?" It made me feel so old. I was like, "What the hell is this?" But like you said, na parang if you're in the circle, you'd get it right away if you're in the mindset. But yeah, I mean, I get it when, cause I do follow certain like NPC accounts on YouTube.
Okay.
And they do have a story, you know, they go out, they go like, go grocery shopping as an NPC. I kind of get that. But on live stream where you're just sitting, I don't know, I don't get the appeal, but it does have an appeal, I guess.
Yeah. See, Pinky Doll, by the way, has now nearly, probably at the time, probably now more, but on this article, 500,000 followers and can make up to $7,000 a day through her live stream. That's what, 350,000 pesos, give or take a little bit more, per day, just acting like a video game character. I really want to interview someone that pays for this. I mean, not to shame them or anything, but I'm just curious.
You're curious.
What is the
why?
Like, why?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's their money. We can't tell. And of course, you know, big shout out to Pinky Doll and all these NPC streamers that are taking advantage of this trend that people are really enjoying. But I cannot wrap my head around doing it. Like, because I watch live streamers, like video game live streamers. So for me, I'm entertained because I'm watching them play and I'm learning new things. But when you're watching an NPC stream like this, there's not any, I would venture to say, there's not much educational value being put into these things or any. And well, I guess the only thing they're paying for is the entertainment value. But at the same time, it's just wow. I don't know. It blows my mind, man. What's going on in social media nowadays? I don't understand. And I don't think I ever will now. I mean, does that mean we're old? Rika G?
No, I refuse. It just means that it's a part of the world that we don't understand. It doesn't mean that we have to get it. And if we don't, that we're old. The world is big and that's just how it is. There are just some things that we don't understand. I refuse to the very core of me to say that line.
Mm-hmm. I mean, $4,000 just go. I mean, wow. A part of me is a little bit like jealous that I can't, like, I don't have, I don't know if I don't think I could pull it off, first of all. But definitely I would do it, man. if I could make $5,000 just pretending to be a robot, hell yeah. I'd do that.
Hell
for
yeah,
like,
man.
I'd do it for like a year.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And I'll retire.
For sure.
I'll retire.
For sure.
It is wild. Any more thoughts on this NPC TikTok trend before we wrap
up
the podcast? That's it. All right. And that does it for some odd
diva.
And that's the podcast for today. Thank you once again to our sponsor for this whole month, pretty much. Thank you to GoTime. Really, just check it out. Download the app. It's that's where I put I would say all my savings is not all, but like a big portion of my savings are in there. It's really just better than leaving it in a bank, in a traditional bank.
Oh yeah, for sure. So thank you to our sponsor. And also thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. And we do want emails. I just want an email. I just want an email. Please.
Yeah, I've been deleting the spam emails in there. I'm like, see, Olga keeps messaging us, but it's a spam email. So I'm like, man, Olga, why don't you just listen to the podcast, man? Tell us your thoughts. Shout out to all the people that followed us on Instagram. Sorry, I had to burp. Let me see. Hello to Batikang, to Richie Ku, to Vex Conde, Techers, Feisty Lefty, Ralph John Mijares, to Daniel, to T. Cheryl, and because I know we haven't done this in a while. Macaroni Fruit Salad followed us also a week or two ago. So thank you very much for following us on our Instagram. And as we promised, by when was that? After September, we're going to do something big for the Halala Show. So just keep following us on social media to keep up to date with all that. And what's new with you and our climbs? Anything? Do you upload anything new?
We haven't really uploaded anything new because I've been busy with the whole audio documentary thing. But if you guys want to check out the audio documentary, it's on BBC Sounds app. And then I posted on Instagram on how to find it.
Cool.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to check out that video that I made going to Krapow in BGC, the Thai restaurant, I have a video on my personal Instagram. It's me, JC. And I also have a solo podcast, Teveza the Best. And I think I'm going to record today, but we'll see if I have time. But yeah, that's the podcast. Thank you, everyone. And extra song. Halala show. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.